I-25 exit number 243. Experience our service and knowledge and see the best in home appliances from DCS, Fisher-Paykel, ASCO, GE, GE Profile, and others. Call us at 970-535-0980. That's 970-535-0980.
Here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest this morning is John Vinson from Americans for Immigration Control, and we have a real problem. America is being invaded. Now, they're lying to you about the number of illegal aliens here today, just as they lied about the number of illegal aliens back in 1986. But why would you believe anything a government official said? I mean, in 1986, they kept insisting there were only going to be about a million illegal aliens that were going to be given citizenship, and it turned out to be 3 million. And then, of course, today they say there are only 11 or 12, but the figures that come from Bear Stearns and from the government itself, although they're not going to tell you this, is about 20 million illegal aliens, and they want to make them all legal. If you wanted to destroy a great nation, what you would do is encourage multiculturalism, multilingualism. You see, when immigrants have come to America before, they wanted to be Americans, they might have kept their beliefs, and proud of where they came from, but they wanted to be Americans. You have to have a common language to draw a nation together. You have to have common beliefs. You have to have an educated populace who can understand the issues when they're voting. But you see, if you wanted to destroy a nation, you would do just what the Bush administration and the Clinton administration before it and the other administrations have done. You would object to making English the official language. You would encourage the illegal immigration. You would refuse to enforce the laws for hiring illegal immigrants. Only within this last few weeks, after years and years and years of refusing to enforce the federal law, did the Office of Homeland Security make one bust, and apparently there were about 1,000 people who worked, illegal immigrants working for a company that made some sort of a wood product, and they arrested some people. But this is all show, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, they've allowed this whole thing to go because they want it, because they want to do away with national sovereignty. That's what it's about. We're being invaded because our leaders want us to be invaded, because they want to do away with our nation and with your freedom and the future of your children. And with that as a background, Mr. Vinson, thank you so very much for being with us this morning.
My pleasure.
Well, why don't you pick up and I'll be quiet, and you tell our listeners why you and your organization are so concerned.
Well, we just got word from Washington that President Bush is pulling out all stops to push the Senate into passing a major amnesty. We and the other immigration reform groups are fighting it as hard as we can, but it's going to be a real fight. We are hoping that it can be stopped in the House and Conference Committee. Congressman Tancredo of Colorado says that the House Reform Caucus will fight amnesty to the last ditch, and they will need all the encouragement they can get from the American people to do this. Basically, the powers that be are trying to fool us, as they did back in 1986. They said, we'll pass amnesty one time, because there's no way we could send all these people back. But we promise, once this one-time amnesty has gone through, that we will enforce immigration laws.
That was 1986.
That's right, 20 years ago.
Right.
And, well, we've gotten several amnesties since then, but we haven't gotten any enforcement. They were not telling the truth back then, and they're not telling the truth now. They're trying to repeat the same lie that, we just can't deport all these people who are here. I mean, we can't deport 12 million or 20 million people, so we'll just have to legalize them some way and eventually allow them to become citizens. This is a false dichotomy. There is another possibility. That is that we gradually tighten enforcement more and more and more, so finally a lot of them just start deporting themselves. The other day, the Zogby organization did a poll asking Americans if they would accept this strategy for dealing with the problem. Instead of having an immediate roundup and throwing them all back, which is feasible, and not giving them path to citizenship, but instead just tightening the screws on the illegal alien population here, and 68% of the people said they agreed with this idea, and only 26% were against. So there is a possibility that the powers that be won't talk about, and that is a gradual attrition of the illegal alien population in this country.
But Mr. Vincent, if the federal government enforced the federal laws which are there, which it is their obligation to enforce, and simply went after the employers and anybody who employs, unknowingly employs an illegal alien, I mean, these people wouldn't have any jobs, and they would go home. I mean, even without the wall and all the other things and the border control, I certainly believe we should be doing that, but and they're here for jobs, they're here to make money. If they can't make money, they're going to obviously go home, aren't they?
That's the point. The immigration, illegal immigration promoters are saying that, well, if you want to deport them, you have to send storm troops to all the neighborhoods in America and round them up. No, you don't have to do that. What you do is you enforce the laws, and if they can't get jobs, they'll go back on their own. We won't have to deport them. They'll deport themselves. That is the point.
Sure. And the thing is that our leaders, and this is what's so hard for our citizens to understand, our leaders have a different agenda. It doesn't matter whether Democrat or Republican. You see them in both political parties. You got people like Tom Tancredo, and he wants to do something about this. But, I mean, President Bush and certainly many of the leaders of the Democrat Party, their loyalty is to a different agenda. They're globalists. They want to do away with national sovereignty. They're traitors to our country. People find it difficult to believe that there would be people like that, but there really are. And how do they get to be president? Why they get there? Because the media is not telling the American people what the real agenda is. Would that be a fair or unfair statement?
I think that's an accurate assessment. However, there's a lower echelon of interest. Basically, there are a lot of Republicans who want cheap labor, and there are a lot of Democrats who want cheap votes. And then at the echelon above them, you have the globalists who are working to get rid of our sovereignty. As I was saying to you the other day, if anyone doubts this, I would just recommend that this person go to Google and type in Council on Foreign Relations and go to the CFR's website, and you can read about their agenda to essentially erase the border between the United States and Mexico. They're not too coy about it.
In fact, I'm holding in my hand, I just arrived today, a book entitled Building a North American Community, put out by the Council on Foreign Relations. Independent Task Force Report 53, where they talk about the meeting where President Bush and President Vicente Fox and the head of Canada agreed to do away with any border control. We'll be right back here on the American Freedom Network.
Constitutional Moments are brought to you throughout the day through the generosity of C&C Prototype Machine, Boulder, Colorado.
I'm Linda.
And I'm Jesse. We're the owners of BillOfRightsPress.com.
When you're looking for books or media that the government wishes would just go away,
go to BillOfRightsPress.com.
Controversial? You bet. Secure? Most definitely.
Yeah, but how about privacy?
Hey, I shred all our customers' info 30 days after their order is shipped.
If we don't have it, they can't get it.
Now that's total privacy.
You can call in your order at 970-391-2364.
Mail your order directly to us.
Or buy online at BillOfRightsPress.com.
I'm Ann Johnson. For over 11 years, I've owned a health food store. I'm an iridologist, herbalist, and perform extensive muscle testing to find out what products best meet my customers' health needs. That's why I'm so excited to tell you about Vital PSP. It consistently surpasses over 3,000 samples in my test kit. My customers are having amazing fast results. Vital PSP has profound effects at DNA levels. If you struggle with any health issues, I recommend you call me, 303-833-2784.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more because you've found BioSuperfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural BioSuperfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116. If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennis Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Well, Dr. Stan, as I'm looking at this book put out by the Council on Foreign Relations, it's nice to know that it's written in English and in Spanish and in French. Oh, we wouldn't want to offend the French Canadians, would we? After all, they don't speak English, and we wouldn't want to offend anybody who speaks Spanish. We wouldn't want to try to get them to accept the American language, because America is no longer to be a sovereign nation. You have to read what these people think. They don't hide this. Mr. Vincent was saying, go to the Council on Foreign Relations website, read the material, understand these people have an entirely different world view. I mean, you people out there who believe in America and nationalism and that we should have a sovereign nation and we should have prosperity. No, that's the antithesis of what they believe. They want to redistribute your wealth. They want to redistribute your jobs. They want to redistribute the sovereignty of America. They want to eliminate the sovereignty of America. When you understand that, when you understand we send our boys overseas to fight for freedom. Oh, they're fighting for freedom in Iraq as we're losing our sovereignty and ultimately our freedom here at home. Mr. Vincent, how can we reach people and make them understand that we are under attack today, and not simply from the people south of the border? They're simply pawns in this game. They just want a better life. But, of course, eventually it will lead to the destruction of our nation, grinding down our living standards. Certainly, there is no way that you can have a situation as we have and maintain the living standards of the American people, is there?
Well, the propaganda line they keep putting out is these poor people come here for a better life, a better life, a better life, and they try to make us feel guilty because we would deny them that. But the thing is, if our rule of law breaks down, if we are inundated by peoples from the world, no one is going to have a better life. They're going to come here and simply replicate what they ran away from, and no one is going to be better off.
That's such a good point.
Except for the people who are engineering it on the top. I mean, they talk about redistributing wealth. Well, it's not their wealth they're talking about. It's your wealth and my wealth.
And, of course, in Mexico, they have 20 or more billionaires. You know, a lot of wealthy people in Mexico.
Wealthy country. The trouble is it has this corrupt oligarchy that controls everything and will not allow any reform. These illegal aliens in the United States have been marching lately demanding we change laws in this country. I have a suggestion for them. Why don't they go back to Mexico and the other countries they come from and march in the streets of those countries and demand reforms?
They tried that in Mexico City, and they mowed them down. They killed hundreds and hundreds of the students who demonstrated there, trying to break the control of the oligarchy there. I wonder when that'll start happening here.
Well, the thing is, sometimes you have to pay a price in blood for freedom. That's what our forefathers did in this country, and then they gave us a free country, and I think the Mexicans and others are going to have to think about doing what is necessary in their countries to change things. The thing is, most people in Mexico can't come up here. It's just not feasible at all. Even the most rabid open border advocate would concede that point. If they're going to prosper, by and large, they're going to have to do it where they are.
But they have tremendous wealth down there. They have oil. They have tremendous silver deposits down there. They have tremendous, you know, potential in the land. It is simply because it can't be developed because the oligarchs keep the money for themselves and won't spend it to try to improve the lot of their people.
And they have no incentive to change anything as long as they can export their excess, as they see it, population up here. We've got to enforce responsibility. We've got to say to them, you in Mexico are going to have to suffer the consequences of your own system until you're willing to change it. But they have no incentive to change it as long as we exist as a safety valve for their problems.
Yeah, but it seems that our oligarchs welcome this sort of thing, like they want this to happen. I mean, can you imagine 500,000 people marching in the streets of Los Angeles? And of course, this is fully funded by the Ford Foundation and by our own government, which gives money to these organizations for illegal aliens. How would anybody be that stupid unintentionally?
Well, it's stupid and crazy like Fox. I mean, they know good and well what they're doing.
Well, could you get a little into the part that the Ford Foundation and LULAC and Maldave and La Raza and all of these organizations are playing in sponsoring this illegal immigrant movement in our country?
I would highly recommend that any listener who is interested in this issue read the book Importing Revolution by William Hawkins. Hawkins was a congressional staffer, a very respected researcher. In his book, he details how the Ford Foundation basically was taken over by left-wing radicals, and they founded a lot of these Latino activist groups, or if they didn't actually start them, they gave them the financial wherewithal to be strong and influential. One example is the Mexican-American Legal Defense and Educational Fund. Another is the National Council of La Raza. Interestingly, the press refers to the National Council of La Raza as a civil rights group. Well, the name in Spanish means the Council of the Race, the Hispanic race.
It's a racist group.
Yeah, and if you look at what they do, they basically try to give legal advantage to people of a certain ethnicity, theirs, and deny and force everybody else and call on everyone else to obey the laws of the land. But they are... see themselves as a special case. Their people should be able to break our laws. I mean, some people have called them the Tan Clan, and I think the name really fits.
Well, of course, they try to make us feel guilty. Right? You want to deprive these people of a better life. You want to send these little children who were raised here in America back to Mexico after the terrible situation. You are a racist. You want to deprive people of their rights. And they never refer to them, the media. You can see the control of the media because the media never refers to them as illegal aliens or people who have broken our laws. They're all always immigrants to America. And aren't we a nation of immigrants? And isn't it amazing how they're able to play on our emotions and distort our reality and make a lot of people like you and I who feel that this is an intentional effort to destroy our nation, make us feel guilty for being such bigots?
You know, I was reading an article the other day about Edward Bernays, who was an expert in public relations and propaganda, and he was talking about some of the principles that he set forth to manipulate the thinking of the people. One of the principles is that you never deal with the issue of truth. You just deal in images. You don't talk about a person being here illegally and breaking the laws. You call up the image of the child, the seeker of a better life, and all these things that make us feel warm on the inside. In other words, they manipulate us. They don't want to deal with truth. I mean, that is that these people are breaking our laws and that we can't accept an unlimited number of people into this country without destroying what we are. But they, you know, they divert attention from the truth with all of this emotional imagery. And also, another principle is demonizing the opposition. If you oppose this, you are a nativist. You are a bigot. You are a racist. You are mean. Spirited, they keep repeating these words over and over again in a Pavlovian fashion to cause us to feel fearful and not sure of ourselves. We've got to understand the people who are doing this sort of thing are the true villains. We are in the right. We have every right to feel indignation, righteous indignation toward this manipulation.
But of course, the leaders of this movement really want to destroy America. Do you see a Marxist element behind this whole movement intent upon disrupting America?
Well, absolutely. Again, read Hawkins' book, and you can see the whole pattern of it. Specifically, I read the other day that this group called ANSWER, it's an acronym, I can't remember what it means, but it's a radical left group, and it was involved in these demonstrations, organizing them and getting them going. The radical left basically wants massive immigration to have a huge number here in America of unassimilated people who don't understand what the country is all about, which they can use as cannon fodder to tear the country down. That's their agenda. And they cover their agenda by projecting evil motives on those of us who oppose them.
And the average, you know, illegal immigrant here is not a bad person. He's here to work. He wants to make money. He wants to send it to his family. And he is being used as cannon fodder in an invasion of America that is intended by our leaders to destroy this nation because they have a different agenda.
I would say this, though. There's a significant number of illegals who do have a hostility toward the United States. Many Mexicans believe that our Southwest properly belongs to them, and they've been taught this since their earliest days, and they do feel a hostility toward our country, which the higher manipulators want to use for their purposes.
Well, they see how well we live, and they know that the poverty that they come from, and then after NAFTA went in, you know, and NAFTA then allowed American subsidized corn to be sent into Mexico and to drive the poor dirt farmer who was raising corn in Mexico off his farm. He couldn't compete, you know. And so what's he going to do? He can't get a job. There's not enough jobs there. Well, let's go north, and there are jobs there, and we can make, you know, we can make 10, 20 times a day what we make here in Mexico, and we can send it back to our families. And after all, they stole that country from us, and there really are people who want to break off the Southwest, five states, including the one I live in, and reunite them into Mexico so we can have those same high living standards they have there.
You know, in 2002, Zogby International did a survey in Mexico, and it asked Mexicans if they thought the Southwest properly belongs to their country, and 68% of them agreed with this idea, 58% agreed with this idea. 58%.
In other words, they want to take back their country, and when they do, they're going to take back the property rights, and they're going to drive the gringos out. In fact, they've already talked about how, you know, Europeans should return to Europe. I mean, what sort of madness is this? Well, I mean, it's madness only if you don't understand that they're manipulating people. That country belongs to you. Let's take it back again.
Well, one thing I wanted to bring up, too, you mentioned the NAFTA treaty. I remember when that was being pushed through Congress, the word was that this was going to cure the problem of illegal immigration because it was going to bring prosperity to Mexico. And even though we were going to lose a lot of our plants, they told us, well, don't worry about it because we can all retrain in high tech.
Right.
But we see that has proved totally false. I mean, it hasn't helped the economy of Mexico, and we've lost, we're hemorrhaging our industries, but our high-tech jobs are going to foreigners through the H-1B visas and other means.
Oh, either that or they're bringing in, you know, people from India under these special visas and from other countries, you know, who are well-trained, who can take these jobs here in America at a lower wage and lowering the living standards of the average American. And people don't understand we are under attack, and this is being coordinated not only from Mexico, but from Washington, D.C.
So here's another example of the government not telling us the truth. So, folks, don't take them at face value. They're telling us now that this guest worker amnesty will work out just fine. Don't worry about it. Well, just look at their track record.
Well, but the president insists this is true, and the president is doing everything he can to force this on the American people, even though the vast majority of the American people want, you know, to get this problem. solved, and they do not want to bring in another 20 or 30 or 50 million people into this country, because this is going to have a tremendous impact on, you know, on crowding of our cities and the availability of water and bringing in all sorts of new diseases and tuberculosis and drug-resistant tuberculosis is beginning to recur, and leprosy and all the other diseases that are coming from south of the border. People want something done, and what is President Bush doing? Why, he's pulling out all the stops to twist arms and bribe the senators, and believe me, they bribe them to go along with his agenda, not the American agenda, but his agenda. We'll be right back. Welcome your calls here at the American Freedom Center.
Cancer patients fully recovered during a 1934 study sponsored by Dr. Milbank Johnson and the University of Southern California using Dr. Royal Rife's frequency generator. Rife invented the world's most powerful optical microscope capable of seeing a living virus. With it, he isolated bacteria and viruses that cause many diseases, such as asthma, allergies, arthritis, bronchitis, colitis, diabetes, Epstein-Barr, fibromyalgia, herpes, lupus, migraines, shingles, staph, strep, psoriasis, and more. Rife then found the frequencies that would destroy many viruses and bacteria. Doctors used Rife's instrument in the 1930s, 40s, and 50s and reported very high success rates. To receive the historic one-hour documentary about Dr. Royal Raymond Rife's lifelong quest to eliminate disease, call 1-888-486-4420. Call now for the free video and brochure about Rife's amazing discoveries. Call 1-888-486-4420 now.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Hi, I'm Ann Johnson, owner of Brightside Health Food Store. I believe my ministry is to help heal the sick and that God is allowing me to reach people through superior products. StressX has over 45 years of research by 1,200 scientists and 3,300 studies. StressX has proven itself superior when compared to other products and passes all requirements for Olympic athletes. Call me at 303-833-2784 to find out how StressX boosts your energy, improves performance, increases endurance, and provides greater mental alertness. That's 303-833-2784.
Do you suffer with bad breath, bleeding gums, gingivitis, or canker sores? Or would you like to keep your mouth healthy without using harmful chemicals? Vitamir has the answer. A natural and effective toothpaste and mouthwash with a unique and patented formula that thousands are using and feeling that squeaky clean sensation. To order or for more information, call our toll-free number 888-558-8482. Remember, the beginning of your health starts with your mouth. Vitamir products are available at most fine health food stores, including Vitamin Cottage, Whole Foods Markets, and Sunflower Market. Or you can visit us online at www.vitamyr.com. That's www.vitamyr.com. Call us today at 888-558-8482.
Well, Dr. Stan, here at the American Freedom Network, I was just reading Howard Phillips' latest report. It deals with immigration, illegal immigration, pointing out that 17% of the population of our federal prisons are illegal aliens. Now, they only make up 3% of the population, so they make up a much larger number of the people in our prisons. But don't worry, when they get out of prison, they don't deport them. They just turn them loose in the population. What sort of madness is that? Well, we've got John calling from Colorado. Hi, John. How are you doing?
Yes, thank you for taking my call, Dr. Stan. I've got a comment and then a question in the form of a request for you, Dr. Stan. My comment is that I listened to most of your program this morning and agree with everything that you said that I've heard. We've got to understand that we are all pawns on a chessboard, and who are we on I'm talking about the citizens of this country, the legal aliens and illegal aliens. The problem is that on this chessboard, there's no good side because both sides are controlled by the New World Order. My request, my question in a formal request to you, Dr. Stan, if you can do a show on the topic of census. I'm finding out, especially on Alex Jones' program, that people are calling in stating that they are receiving census forms. And finding out that we're supposed to be getting census forms every 10 years, but now we're hearing that people are getting census forms every year, and it's going to be to the point where people are going to be getting census forms every month. And I'd like to know if you can do a show on that topic.
All right. Thank you, John. I'll certainly sure. take it into advisement. Did you have any sort of question for our guest?
No. Thank you.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for calling. And all I can say is the government is tracking us. They want to know every detail about your life. And soon, of course, everybody's going to have an ID card. Your Social Security number is going to be used to track you. Why, we're going to have video cameras on every corner. Increasing number of informants throughout our nation, as they do in any totalitarian state. And, of course, they will continue to monitor our telephone calls
like
and emails. Because the good people of America.
If you'd like to make a call, please hang up and try again. If you need help, hang up and then dial your operator.
Well, it seems our producer is a. Oh my goodness! Well, hopefully our producer will pick that up before we all go start raving mad from the beeping. Mr. Vinson, you know what can our listeners do? What are your suggestions, and how can they get in touch with your organization?
Well, I just want to pick up on one thing you said. You're talking about the illegal aliens in prisons. After that, they're let out, and I guess they're doing jobs that Americans refuse to do.
Right.
Anyway, in terms of what people can do, we're dealing with an opposition that relies on falsehood, but the truth is a very powerful weapon against falsehood. People need to educate themselves and to speak the truth wherever they can to as many people as possible. I talked to a woman who grew up under Stalin in the Soviet Union, and she said that even though they were indoctrinated with that communist system, that the lies of it were so great that finally people started seeing through what they were doing, and in time, no intelligent person believed in communism anymore. And I think we can do the same thing in our country. We need to speak out against the lies, and finally the lies won't have any currency anymore. Truth is a powerful weapon. In terms of what we can do specifically in terms of dealing with the immigration problem, please bombard your senators and your House members with your thoughts on amnesty. Tell them no amnesty. We will not discuss any changes in immigration policy until we have effective enforcement. They lied to us back in 1986 saying they would give us enforcement. No, we're not going to swallow that one anymore. We're going to have to see effective enforcement in place before we talk about anything else. Nothing else is acceptable. I mean, don't give us any propaganda about this or that or whatever. We've got to see effective enforcement.
And I think the thing is, I think that is such an important thing. We don't need more laws. We need to enforce the laws we already have. And they're refusing to do it. Bring our boys home from Iraq, you know, and put them on the border if you want to. Use the National Guard to guard our borders. But also, you've got to enforce the laws against hiring illegal immigrants. That's the key to this whole thing, and that is the one thing they don't want to talk about. And I think we put enough pressure that they've had one raid. Don't you feel good and warm and fuzzy? We've actually had one raid, you know, on this producer of wood pallets. Now, Mr. Vincent, don't you have a website with information, and don't you have a means there by which people can contact and email their senators and their congressmen on a regular basis?
Yes, we do. Our website is www.immigrationcontrol.com. And when you get there, look on the left, you'll find Legislative Alert Center. Go there, and you can get information about contacting your elected representatives in Washington. And tell them what you think. We've got to inundate them with a public outrage. One mistake a lot of conservative people make is that they think the globalists and internationalists are almost godlike, that they can do anything they want to. No, they're not. There are a lot more of us than there are of them. And if they sense genuine public outrage and they sense that the people are really getting up in arms, they will back off. They'll try again, but they will back off. It's happened before. They're pushing, they push an issue as far as they can take it. And if they meet no opposition, they keep on pushing it. We've got to give them the opposition.
And of course, the one thing they fear is the American people are going to wake up and realize that these people, by the definition of the Terrorist Act, are traitors. Because according to the Patriot Act, if you want to change our form of government, you are a terrorist. That's the definition of terrorism. And of course, who are these people who want to change our form of government? Why were they in the Council on Foreign Relations? They have an agenda. They want to change our form of government. In fact, they want to merge us into this with Mexico and Canada as the first step to merging us into this world government. So why don't we use their term and call them what they call them in themselves in the Patriot Act, either traitors or terrorists. But, ladies and gentlemen, you can do something if enough people are writing and calling and faxing their congressmen. That's the only reason I believe that Congress, you know, passed a bill that wasn't too bad. Of course, the Senate is going to go ahead and sell them out, and then they'll sell us all out in the conference committee, unless the congressmen know that they're not going to get reelected, and they're going to stand for election in November, and let them know you're going to remember how important this issue is. This is the very survival of America, and while our attention is focused on the tragedy of Iraq, we are losing our freedom here at home. What a wonderful diversion to keep us from seeing what's really going on. So, you know, now you mentioned, Mr. Vinson, that, you know, certainly Congress really was inundated. Wasn't that the reason that they came up with a bill that wasn't too bad?
In the House, that's right. I mean, the House members are closer to the people than the senators, and they have been bombarded in recent years with outrage, and so they were forced to come up with a relatively decent bill. Now, the senators are more detached from the people, and they can go off on their own more. But the thing is, they're not totally immune to public opinion.
We'll be back in just a moment. Welcome your calls at 970-689-2255.
Tapes of the preceding show are available by calling 1-800-205-6245, the American Freedom Network. Modern Bible scholars teach that the church will miraculously be kept from the tribulation in an event called the rapture. Yet the Bible is strangely quiet about such an event. The Watchman's Cry is a fascinating new book by Obadiah Frank that makes the study of the last days understandable. Using clear explanations, the notion that the church will be raptured before the time of the Great Tribulation is proven a dangerous deception. The Watchman's Cry is available from the American Freedom Network for only $10 postpaid. Call 1-800-205-6245.
Hi, this is Lana of Griffin Automotive, one of the proud sponsors of Rabbi Spivak's program. We are family-owned and operated, your new car alternative, specializing in one-owner, low-mileage Hondas, Toyotas, and Subarus, meticulously maintained, priced from $2,000 to $10,000. See us at Foothills and Pearl in Boulder, or call us at 303-447-9991. 303-447-9991.
Hi, I'm Eric Cederstrom for the Patriot Trading Group. The trade deficit is out of control, the budget deficit is eating this country alive, Social Security is wrecked, and most of America's pension funds are underwater. Interest rates are rising, and the dollar is heading into the abyss. When the U.S. dollar collapses, taking with it your stocks, bonds, and 401ks, will you survive? The economic problems facing this country are catastrophic. The time to protect yourself is now. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 480-575-7525, located in Carefree. We offer all forms of U.S. gold, silver, platinum, and palladium, shipped and delivered at the most competitive prices in the country. Nobody does it better. Call 480-575-7525, and we'll be happy to quote your prices or send you out a free brochure. Remember, hard assets will be there when all else fails. Call 480-575-7525 and you'll be treated with honesty and respect. You've got my word on it. I'm Eric Cederstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor.
Well, Network, our guest this morning on this, Mr. John Vincent from, is it Americans for Immigration Control?
That's correct, yeah.
Okay. I sometimes have a hard time remembering all these names, but it's a great organization. They're doing a great job, and you're doing a lot of radio talk shows at the present time, aren't you?
That's right. I talked to a congressman last fall, and he said that he felt that getting on radio talk shows would be the best thing to support the amnesty. I mean, addressing the immigration reform organization, said, please get on all the talk shows you can and inform the American people what's coming so they won't be deceived by what the Bush administration is trying to pull.
And the talk radio, especially on the few independent stations that are still out there, is the last means we have other than the Internet of reaching people, and we have to utilize every facility we have. So if you're out there in the listening audience, certainly you need to listen to these programs. You need to get involved. You need to get in touch with this organization. One more time, your website so people know how to get in touch with you.
All right, it's www.immigrationcontrol.com.
Immigrationcontrol.com. And go there, and of course then the facilities are there for you to email your senator, for you to email your congressman. It's an easy thing to do. I mean, what is freedom really worth you? A few minutes on the Internet to get the information. Certainly you can call your congressman on your own, but here's a very convenient means of doing it. Is your congressman going to read the email? Probably not, but it's going to be counted. And believe me, if they're getting a couple of hundred emails every day telling them how upset you are with the traitorous activity of the people in Washington, D.C., who are intent upon destroying our sovereignty, they're going to listen because they know that you're going to remember in November. And I hope you will. And I don't care how your congressman votes on all the other warm, fuzzy issues. If they vote to give away our sovereignty, then they're not worthy to be in our nation's capital. And most of these people are not dedicated to the right or the left. They're dedicated to the perks. They're dedicated to staying in Washington, D.C., and you let them know they're not going to be there, you know, if they betray us on this issue. I think this is the single most important issue, far more important than what's going on in Iraq, because Iraq is a great diversion from to understand what's happening here in America. Well, you should be, certainly President Bush, you know, didn't pull out all the stops to get, you know, oil drilling in Anwar so that we could begin to relieve the oil shortage. But he's certainly pulling out all the steps on this issue. Mr. Vincent?
Indeed he is. Indeed he is. That's, you know, again, we got the word this morning that he is twisting arms as hard as he can to get this thing through. Another example of the total dishonesty of the open border senators is that they claim that the Citizenship and Immigration Services, the CIS, the agency that would administer the guest worker program, is capable of doing it. Well, Senator Grassley of Iowa questioned this, so he had the General Accounting Office, the investigative arm of Congress, to look into this, and he said the CIS is in total shambles now. It can't administer anything. It can barely do its task now, let alone take on 12 to 20 million people to oversee. I mean, again, this just shows the total dishonesty of these people. They want to ram something through and claim they've accomplished reform, and then they will tell us to forget about the problem because they've taken care of it.
Well,
what they did back in '86.
Our courageous governor here in California, Arnold the Terminator Schwarzenegger, has said, you know, we don't want to address this issue with archaic methods. One of the things he says is, why build a wall? Why, they could put a tunnel underneath it. How do you respond to that?
Well, a wall by itself is not going to do the job, but a wall in conjunction with other measures can be helpful and useful. One point is that in Southern California, there was one area where the illegals were coming through in masses about 15 years ago by the ocean. I went down there. I mean, it was really quite a spectacle, but they built a wall there, and now the flow isn't nearly as great.
Sure. And the thing is that, you know, the thing is, if these people violate our laws, then they should be at least temporarily imprisoned or sent back or fined or something done, you know, to make it to the point where they're not going to come across the border. But the most important thing, and nobody wants to talk about it, is going after the employers. Dry up the jobs, they would not be coming into America. My understanding, though, you know, that is in Los Angeles, it is simply becoming a crime center. The gangs, I mean, there are something 30 or 40,000 members of this this ruthless gang. I've forgotten what the number of it is. What, MS-23, something
MS-13, like? MS-13, and then there's 18th Street Gang.
And, you know, the whole structure of society is beginning to break down in Los Angeles.
Well, yeah, one thing, the other side is always talking about these people being hard workers, and, you know, in many cases, the first wave of them who come in do work very, very hard, but their children see their parents being exploited, and the parents are working so hard they don't have time to bring the children up properly, so in many cases, these children are joining gangs. I mean, they don't want to work out in the strawberry fields. They've learned in schools that, you know, they're too good to do that, and they see the malls, and they see all the opulence of America. So if we're setting up a situation where we have to keep bringing in wave after wave of hard workers because the work ethic doesn't last necessarily from generation to generation.
In Los Angeles today, 95% of the outstanding homicide warrants are for illegal aliens. The 18th Street Gang, estimated 20,000 members, over half of the illegal aliens, according to ranking LAPD spokesman. MS-13, whose membership was originally limited to street tough Salvadorians, now number 50,000, with 10,000 in Los Angeles alone. We're moving into a state of chaos and crisis. And where is the outcry from our leaders? Why, they're trying to maintain this crisis. They're twisting arms to keep it going. Why would they be doing that if their loyalty is to America? Our guest today is Mr. John Vincent for Americans for Immigration Control. John, thank you so very much for being with us.
My pleasure.
And we're looking forward to having you on our other program here very, very soon.
Thank you.
God bless, and bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, what are you going to do? Are you going to sit by and watch America be destroyed while the traitors in Washington, D.C., and let's call them what they are, they're traitors because they have a different agenda. Are they looking to a world government? They're globalists. And they've sworn to uphold our Constitution, and they're betraying that trust. We'll be right back to wrap up today's program here on the American Freedom Network.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
Pain, it can really affect your day. If you're looking for a natural way to help with your pain, Healthy Nature's NutriPain may be just for you. Whole dried herbs are specially blended to help ease your muscles or sore joints. A 60-capsule bottle is just $12.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 and ask for Healthy Nature's NutriPain.
American Biotech Labs, a world leader in silver technology, introduces Silverbiotics, a patented silver supplement that's the ultimate immune system support, doctor recommended and a natural alternative. Dr. Ken Friedman, a medical research writer and author of the book The New Silver Solution, states, Silverbiotics is 96.8% bioavailable and can safely be used every day to support a healthy immune system. To order your Silverbiotics, call 1-800-205-6245. That's 1-800-205-6245.
Buffalo Bill Cody, frontiersman, buffalo hunter, showman, not exactly a guy who was easily entertained. That's why he spent so much time in Denver. There was always something going on, just like today. From world-class sports, shopping, performing arts, museums, and restaurants, Denver has it all. Why go anywhere else? Invite your family to experience a Mile High Energy, too. Find visitor specials for the holidays, New Year's, and beyond at denver.org. sponsored by the Denver Metro Convention and Visitors Bureau and aired in cooperation with the Colorado Broadcasters Association and this station.
Well, Dr. Stan, we have a great four tape set on immigration, and we're going to be putting together another one because this is such an important issue today. And then we carry that book, Importing Revolution, about how the Ford Foundation has been funding this. But it's not just the Ford Foundation. All of our great foundations are treasonous. If you haven't read the book, Foundations, Their Power and Influence, you need to get it. You need to read it. You need to understand that these organizations were set up to betray America. Why? Because the great fortunes, Carnegie, Rockefeller, and Ford, were dedicated not to preservation of America, but to the New World Order, the New World Religion. And, of course, behind that are the satanic forces that are driving us towards the destruction of America and the establishment of the government under the rule of the Antichrist. I was just reading something from Share International this morning from Benjamin Krem, where he talks, and of course he leads this movement, and he says, you know, some people think I speak for the Antichrist. Oh, well, I speak for the Christ, and the Christ is about to appear, and he tells you about all the miracles, the supernatural things that are happening today, and they are happening, and the time is coming very, very quickly. And so many Christians say, oh, we have nothing to worry about. We're going to be raptured. And I say to them, what happens if the rapture comes 30 years after America has fallen and your children have been imprisoned or killed? How are you going to feel when you realize that you could have done something and you were so heavenly minded, you were no earthly good, you refused to do what you were put here on earth to do, and that is stand for righteousness and for God's word? And where in the Bible does it say that Americans will be raptured before the terrible things happen to this country? Maybe the rapture is going to occur and you're going to be whisked out, but what happens if it occurs 30 years after America has fallen? So, and you must understand that the other side, the demonic side, has infiltrated our church and is using this message to neutralize the Christians. I mean, George Bush's popularity is about 32%, and it's primarily evangelical Christians. Was Karl Marx right when he said, religion is the opiate of the masses? It's time we understood that our leaders are betraying us and giving us a false hope that we have nothing to worry about. Ladies and gentlemen, men and women become accomplices to the evils they fail to oppose. Do you support the torture that is supported by George Bush? How could you possibly support a president who has lied to us, who is intent upon immigration, you know, reform? The immigration reform is to make all of the people who are here illegally legal. To understand this, you need to read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. Or get the video or the audio tape by that name, The Brotherhood of Darkness. You need to see the video. It's actually in DVD form, The Secret Mysteries of America's Beginning. You need our four tape set on immigration. You need to get the book, Importing Revolution and Foundations, Their Power and Influence. That's enough for today. If you get that information, you will understand what's going on. Behind everything are powerful spiritual forces. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, RadioLiberty.com. You can listen to our programs. They're live 5 hours a day and not get a thing accomplished. But and of course, we ask you to pray for America, to pray for revival. But please pray for my ministry, Radio Liberty, for our provision and protection. Until tomorrow at the same time, may the Lord be with you.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com.
American Biotech Labs, a world leader in silver technology, introduces Silver Biotics, a patented silver supplement that's the ultimate immune system support, doctor recommended and a natural alternative. Dr. Ken Friedman, a medical research writer and author of the book The New Silver Solution, states Silver Biotics is 96.8% bioavailable and can safely be used every day to support a healthy immune system. To order your Silver Biotics, call 1-800-205-6245. That's 1-800-205-6245.
Hi, I'm Linda.
And I'm Jesse. We're the owners of BillofRightsPress.com.
When you're looking for books or media that the government...